Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Hello, I'm Alan Copley, Professor of History at the University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.
On this day, January 31st, 1878, William Thomas Burton, known as Tommy, was born in Barbados, the son of a black mother and a white father. He grew up with a love of cricket, but his career as a cricketer was hampered and eventually destroyed by the racial and class prejudices that characterised the game at that time. Denied the opportunity to play club cricket in Barbados because of his colour, Tommy Burton had to settle for employment as a practice bowler in the nets and in trial matches. In 1899, he emigrated to British Guyana in search of more opportunities to play. But he was still excluded from intercolonial cricket in the West Indies because his work as a net bowler meant he was classed as a professional at a time when only amateurs were allowed to play in the intercolonial tournament. Despite his limited opportunities and the fact that he had not played a single first-class match, his obvious prowess as a bowler led him to be selected for a West Indies touring team to England in 1900. He was described by an English cricketing magazine at the time as probably the best bowler in the West Indies and as a hard-hitting, run-getting bat. He went on to take the most wickets on the tour, 78, though his bowling partner, Float Woods, had a slightly better average. The Cricketing Bible Wisdom reported that Burton sent down a good Yorker, and it was with this ball that he twice had the honour of bowling W.G. Grace. Though Woods headed him by the merest fraction in the bowling analysis, it was pretty generally admitted that Burton on the whole accomplished the best work. Back in the West Indies, Burton was selected for a combined West Indies team to play a touring team from England in 1901-2, as well as playing in the two British Guiana matches against the tourists. He also played against Lord Brackley's touring team in 1904-5, in two matches for British Guiana and for a combined West Indies team. Described as the best professional bowler in the West Indies, and as a fine right-hand medium-pace bowler with plenty of break and a deceptive flight, he was an obvious choice for the 1906 tour to England. However, he played in only two first-class matches on that tour. It was later reported that his tour had ended in acrimony when he was sent home after refusing to carry out menial duties for white members of the side. Coloured members of the team at that time were expected to perform menial tasks like oiling bats and cleaning boots for the white members of the team. Burton refused to perform these tasks and was sent home after he refused to apologise. This incident ended Tommy Burton's cricketing career, which had consisted of just 10 first-class matches, in which he took 57 wickets at an average of 15. In order to find employment, he emigrated to Panama, where he worked in the canal zone as a sanitary inspector for 40 years. Born on this day in 1878, Tommy Burton died at St. Michael, Barbados, on the 22nd of August, 1946.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.